Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A decades-old Massachusetts child sex abuse case prompted hours of emotional testimony during a state house hearing yesterday. The governor's council took up Governor Charlie Baker's recommended pardons for Gerald Amerault and his sister Cheryl Amerault Lefebvre. The siblings were convicted of abusing children at their family's daycare in Malden during the 1980s. WBUR's Deborah Becker was at the hearing and joins us now. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
Okay, so I understand the hearings went on for several hours yesterday. Who all was there and who testified?
The room was packed, Rupa. Gerald Amerault and Cheryl Amerault Lefebvre were not there at the request of the chair of the governor's council. He said that the Amerault's presence would have created tension. But supporters of the Amerault's and supporters of the children they were convicted of abusing were in attendance. The governor's council also heard from the prosecutor who oversaw the Amerault's trials, some of those who were abused and their family members. Here's Barbara Hurley McCarthy. She said that her daughter still struggles from being abused as a toddler at the Amerault's daycare, the Fellsacre Day School in Malden.
My child and many others involved in this case still can't get past what was done to them. The fears, nightmares, and struggles faced daily due to sexual abuse at the hands of the Amerault's. Can you tell me when my daughter, myself, or my family will get our pardon? When my daughter will be able to erase what happened to her 38 years ago?
Hurley McCarthy was one of five of the affected families who spoke yesterday.
And were there people who spoke in support of the Amerault's and the pardons?
Yes. Their attorney testified. So did Gerald Amerault's wife, Patty Amerault. She said she was pregnant with their third child when Amerault was arrested in 1984. And she also said, as someone who worked at the daycare center in the 1980s and who still works with children, she has supported her husband all along during his 18 years in prison and then his time on parole afterward.
Do you think I would have done that if I thought he hurt a child? My whole life has been working with children. I would have been out of there in a second. I know this didn't happen.
And Patty Amerault said her husband and his sister, who are 68 and 64 years old, have served their time. She said Gerald Amerault is still on parole. That is scheduled to end in a year. He also wears an ankle bracelet that monitors his movements. And Gerald Amerault and his sister are both required to register as sex offenders. Their attorney, James Sultan, said these convictions were based on what would now be considered tainted testimony. He called it a textbook example of how not to investigate child sex abuse cases.
And what was the reaction from the governor's council?
You know, Ruba, I think I would say the counselors appear split. Counselor Robert Jubenville asked how much punishment was enough. Counselor Marilyn Petito Devaney says she has a friend whose child was abused in the Fellsacre case, and she said she does not support a pardon. And Counselor Christopher Iannella told Attorney Sultan that this case has been litigated multiple times, including six times before the state Supreme Judicial Court.
And a majority of the SJC said, guess what? We're not overturning these convictions. So when you say alleged victims, that's troubling to me, and I'm sure it's troubling to the family here. They're not alleged victims. They are victims.
One of the things, Rupa, that the counselors agreed on is that they're concerned that the governor's office did not provide more information about why he recommended these pardons. And the State Board of Pardons did not recommend one and did not hold a hearing on the request. Counselor DiPaolo said, quote, the process stinks. And Prosecutor Hardoon said he approached the governor's office to try to clarify some information, but he said, quote, they were not interested in hearing from me.
And did you try and contact the governor's office?
Yes, and the governor's office did not respond to requests for comment. The governor had said when he recommended the pardons that he reviewed the legal rulings and he feels that the interviewing techniques used with the children accusers in this case have since been discredited and the evidentiary strength against the Amerault's is in doubt.
What happens now?
Well, now we get a vote from the Governor's Council on what to do with these recommended pardons. Chairman Terrence Kennedy said that vote will take place during a regular Governor's Council meeting. They have one later today. They also have one next Wednesday, and he said there will likely be a vote by that next meeting next week at the latest.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.